How about Michael Gallup?
Yep,
he's available.
He's available.
Are you galloping toward that pick?
I am.
All right. I can't find him. Numbers don't go that high.
He's number 76 on my list.
76 trombones and a millionaire.
This is The Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Pardon it.
Here's your host, Greg Cody.
These are the all-time champions, and the name that you cannot see there is Greg's Lobo.
Year after year, one famed fantasy team flops over and over.
Greg's Lobos is 0 for 12 in winning his Friends and Family League Championship.
Adorned in distinction, but lacking in accomplishment.
I'm embarrassed. Evidently, I'm not very good.
Heads are rolling all over Lobos headquarters.
This year could be different.
We had a mountain to climb.
We remain determined. We remain stalwart. When the work gets hard, we work harder.
HBO Hard Knocks presents the story of a team bound for redemption.
Lobos don't quit.
One of hope, determination, and breaking the cycle of endless defeats.
I'm Greg Cody, and we'll see you next week after a big victory.
HBO Hard Knocks. Greg's Lobos. Knocking it.
And that's why God invented the three words. We are the Lobos.
Oh, that is exciting. I am so excited that HBO Hard Knocks has picked up the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody. I mean, they're going to be following us throughout the season, and it is wonderful. I mean, I'm so honored.
Wait a minute. Well, Hard Knocks generally is just a training camp thing.
Right.
So you're saying that?
Yes, there's something different now. I mean, they're following Greg's Lobos throughout the fantasy season, and it's record-breaking. I mean, they've never done it. And we're so honored to be the first one that's doing it.
Is it going
to
be on HBO, or will you only be able to get it here?
I mean, I think you can only get it here. I mean, let's not get carried away. I mean, you know, they agreed to do it.
This doesn't sound like it's here. It doesn't. And then they hired Yeti. That's impressive.
That's right. No, it's going to be fantastic. You know, it's a big weekend for the Greg's Lobos universe. I mean, we had our fantasy draft the other day. And it was fantastic. And the second biggest day of the year behind the PFPI Gala. It was just great. I mean, we had a wonderful time.
And I have a feeling that today's episode, the most narcissistic podcast in podcast history, is going to get even more narcissistic.
Well, here's what we're doing. We're bringing you into the Cody household, the backyard. You're going to have a ringside seat. You're in my house during the fantasy draft. You're in my backyard while we're having a pool party afterward. You're in my backyard while we're having a paella party. We had a beautiful chef over making paella. I mean, it's a big day.
I have to say, usually you like to build up everything as the best thing ever. But this is actually a good glimpse of like what really hanging out with us is like. A lot of people always want clips from the gala, but the gala is more buttoned up. This draft... And the fantasy draft is when you get, like, you know, us talking shit to each other. We're having fun. We're drinking a little bit. Like, this is, like, what it's really like, I think, to hang out with the Codys. And so I feel like it's something that when you wanted to do this, I was like, this is going to be too narcissistic. People don't care. Nobody cares about other people's fantasy drafts. So us just airing a best ofs clip from our fantasy draft doesn't... I wasn't feeling it. But having edited it, we have we're pretty funny. I have to admit, like, there's some pretty entertaining moments here. If you're a fan of Greg Cody and his just, you know, being Greg Cody, you're going to enjoy this best of from our fantasy draft and the before and afters. Greg Cody wanting to interview the chef, the paella chef, for some reason, and it going nowhere. And, you know, it was a lot of fun, though. It was a fun day. And I don't feel like we should do this thing where we talk about it for 5 minutes and, like, say, you already did it, where you, like, reference something that you say in the thing we're about to do. So I feel like we should just kind of get to it and then maybe
But I also want to say you don't have to just be a fan of ours to enjoy this episode, I think. But if you're involved in a fantasy draft, whether you're hosting it or not, I'm interested in how our fantasy draft compares with yours.
That's true.
Because ours is a bunch of laughter and giving each other shit. And, you know, that's what we're about. And I'm curious whether that's an average draft or whether or not.
I know I did this before and I got some feedback. I want feedback on this episode. Like if it's just unlistenable and you're not enjoying like just us shoving too much of us in your face, let us know, because I'm interested if we should do more stuff like this. Because this was really just me turning on, like, nobody in this draft knew I was recording. Because I'm so close with everybody, I just recorded everybody, Shannon Sharp style. And then afterwards was kind of like, by the way, I'm using some funny things that we talked about today. You know, I got permission that way. But I'm interested to get feedback on this. Is there anything we should talk about before we get to this? Because this eats up I'm telling you, folks, if you're not a big fan of like just Greg Cody, like loving himself some Greg Cody, you're going to want to skip today's episode. Do you want to give the people anything before we get to our narcissism?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a Miami-based podcast and you and I are at loggerheads over this, but I feel the need to be a little bit parochial, and the Deshaun Watson to the Dolphins speculation has renewed itself and raised its ugly head. And so at the worst possible time, ill-timed, right after the last exhibition game, as the season is starting, there's new rumors, a Yahoo Sports report.
Numerous.
That Denver and Miami are the two finalists for Deshaun Watson in what would be a major trade, a major and controversial trade. And Houston is demanding 3 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks for this 25-year-old quarterback who just led the NFL in passing yards and had 70% completion, had 33 touchdowns. I mean, there's no question of his bona fides as a quarterback, as a passer, as a dual threat. Obviously, if you've followed the news for the last 6 months, you know that he's got all these, you know, sexual impropriety charges against him. He faces a possible league suspension, not to mention the civil and legal action that could come. So there's a lot going on here.
And what is your thoughts on it?
Well, I have to tell you, and this is a moral question. I think that if you have a chance to get Deshaun Watson, and I just wrote a column saying that I'm all in on Tua and Brian Flores and what they're doing. But I don't think I'm at odds by saying that if you have a chance to get Deshaun Watson, you do it. But I'm going to say this, and it's important. If you make that deal, there have to be caveats. There have to be riders in the contract, because if Deshaun Watson misses an entire season because of either legal action or NFL penalty, the price has to go down. Like, you can't give 3 first round picks and 2 second round picks without a caveat, without some.
Well, that's why you assume that the Texans are going to see if this plays out, because his value is so low right now with all these charges looming that there's no point in them trading him. His value is low right now. Why not wait until you see if this can potentially go away, and then boom, he has value again.
Yeah. But when you say his value is low, if there's a team, including Miami, willing to give up 3 first rounds and 2 second rounds, despite the cloud hanging over him, then his value ain't low. It's as high as it's going to be. Yeah. So
isn't this one of those situations where it's like, why did this story leak? And if for me, what makes the most sense is the Dolphins leak this story to get a vibe of like, what do our fans think about this? And if that's what they're doing, I think they got a quick message. Cause like I saw Dolphins Twitter, you know, Dolphins Twitter is a little uptight about Tua.
Right.
You can't say anything wrong about Tua, and bringing in Deshaun Watson is obviously an anti-Tua thing. So the internet seemed to you know, be judge and jury and say, no, Deshaun Watson, we want to stick it out with Tua. But, you know, I'm kind of with you. You can say both things. I'm excited about Tua, and I would prefer to have Deshaun Watson. Like, those two things are possible. So, but obviously, who wants a guy that has... If you read like a lot of those details, it seems, I mean, who knows? Like, I hate to play this game because there's so much still unknown about like what it's going to actually look like when it's all said and done.
Right.
But I tend to just say like that some of that stuff seems kind of disgusting. So maybe just stick with Tua.
It's going to be whatever happens. It's going to be the boldest, most controversial decision perhaps in Dolphins franchise history.
Wow.
I really think so, because, you know, they have what seems like a pretty good thing with Tua. they would have what's a much greater thing with Deshaun Watson, but at great cost, at great, you know, moral fiber cost. I mean, because you're getting a guy who's plainly controversial. And I know there's been no legal verdict yet, and I'm down with benefit of doubt and, you know, innocent until proven guilty. But when the charges are from 22, 24 women, not one or two, it carries a little more weight. So there's a lot going on here. I think that, though, if the Dolphins are all in on Deshaun Watson, there has to be an asterisk on that contract where if he's suspended for a year, if he ends up in legal trouble, then it's not three first rounds and two second rounds. It's less than that. So it's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out.
Enough of other people. Let's get back to us. Let's get to the narcissism here.
I like it. Let's do it.
Let's spend a day with the Codys, drafting some fantasy football teams and eating some paella.
Let's do it.
Are you starting now? What are we doing? We want to take people inside the Cody family.
That sounds aggressive.
Okay. It is such a big day. We have the annual PFPI Fantasy Draft, which is the second biggest day in the PFPI enterprise, trailing only the famous PFPI Gala and Award Ceremony.
Yeah.
The draft is huge.
But it's also a tradition unlike any other, that everyone always runs late for. Drafts never start on time, and yet every year you're very anal about, like, you know, everyone showed up and there was two people were 10 minutes away from starting when the time was to start, and you're like, did you text them? Are they on their way? And everyone's like happy to be with each other and having a good time, and Greg Cody's just pacing the hallways, staring at his watch, complaining.
Right. Well, I'm the commissioner. All of this falls on my shoulders. It's my event, so to speak. And after the PFPI Fantasy Draft, we're going to have a little pool party interlude. We're going to have a professional chef here making paella for us.
You're not a professional party chef. I know you call yourself that.
Like, I'm not making the paella.
Oh, okay. Well, that's just something you would do, is call yourself.
No, we're having a professional chef come over here and make a big pot of paella.
He brings a grill?
Yeah, they bring all their own equipment. And we bought this, actually, your mother bought this in a charity auction, like almost a year ago, and we're just now using it.
Huh.
So it's pretty cool.
I mean, a paella.
Hello. I mean, you can't get the... I had my first paella in 1992 at the Barcelona Olympics, which is the birthplace of paella.
Yeah.
And I just recall it being so exotic and wonderful. And
sounds good.
I've only had it once since, and so this is a rare treat.
So we're going to document today is what we're telling the people. Like, this is beforehand, and now we are about to embark on our draft and our paella. And basically, I'm just going to keep my recorder on the whole time, and you're going to get to hear people mock Greg Cody's picks. That's what I'm really hoping to document.
I am determined. I was looking at the champion list earlier. I am the only, Greg Lobos is the only original member of the PFPI Fantasy League that has yet to win a championship.
I've won twice.
I know. Uncle Dick's won three times. It's just an embarrassment.
Dick's Rough Riders.
Yeah, because I dominate regular PFPI.
Right.
But
dominate's a strong word.
Okay, I'm the all-time leader.
Right.
But in PFPI Fantasy, man, I put a Lobo mint under the pillow.
All right, enough with that. All right, well, let's go. Okay. Let's have a good day.
All right, nice chat with you.
Are we ready? All right, as soon as everybody's ready and paying attention, we'll begin.
I don't know why I'm standing, but I feel right.
Chris, we should all be standing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Are we doing a prayer?
I thought we would do the first Pledge of Allegiance or something, you know?
And there he is. All right.
You okay there?
Oh, yeah. Are we ready?
Why don't you take your shoes off?
Yes.
Will Dick Cody pick a quarterback with the first overall pick? That's what we're about to find out.
The Elms.
Welcome to the 2021 PFPI Fantasy Draft. How about that? This is our 13th annual. And you see the draft order up here. And I'm going to introduce the first round with a little bit of a flourish. And then beginning in round two, we'll just move fairly quickly. Are we ready? Is everyone ready?
Round two.
Yes, we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, with the number one pick, three-time champion, our only three-time champion from 2010, 12, and 17, Dick's Rough Riders.
Yeah, they are.
On the clock.
On the clock.
Christian McCaffrey.
Do you have to say his name right in order to pick him? If you don't say his name right, he's so bad.
Wait, where did you go?
Oh,
okay.
Where did you go? McCaffrey?
McCaffrey.
Running back, Christian McCaffrey.
Oh,
you is off the board.
Greg, handwriting the names.
Oh, that's going to be...
Yeah, why are you doing that?
That's... Old school.
Picking second.
Is he doing it in cursive,
he
too?
He dominated the regular season last year.
Can you guys read cursive?
Poised to win his first championship, but just fell short. Brandon is on the call.
Hello, regular season Brandon.
Do you have like a long...
I go with Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook. Picking number three.
Patrick Mahomes did not.
Our 2014 champion, Erlene.
Really?
AKA Mom's Baby.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I lost.
Did you just say I won once?
I'm going to make everybody go, what? And pick Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara, running back for the Saints, off the board. Picking fourth, our 2011 champion, Michael.
Hello.
Been a while.
Hello.
Michael is celebrating the 10th anniversary of his victory.
Give me Barkley.
Saquon Barkley. Hey, if you're going to change your mind on a pick, make it quick, because once I start writing your pick on the board, it's final.
I need you to keep the same pace to the board on every pick.
I will. Picking number five.
Oh, that's hard.
In search of his first career championship, Alex.
Let's do it right. We'll start off with a horse, Derrick Henry.
All right.
Picking number six. In search of her first career victory, Corey.
I am
going to
go Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler of the Chargers.
I was so hoping he fell to me an eight.
All right, Greg, now let's hear about your first victory.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the most documented loser in the history of PFPI Fantasy. He's made the playoffs one time in 13 years. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg's Lobos. And I'm not even sure he's made it once.
Keep trying
to give him that.
First of all, I've made the playoffs like four or five, six times.
I don't remember last.
It should really be Greg's Coyotes at this point.
Well,
1,000% not.
No. You got the second round playoffs? What is it?
Consolation
round. Yeah, he counts that as the playoffs.
No, I'm talking about the main playoffs. All right, I'm on the board. Let me concentrate. The internationally known Greg's Lobos select Ezekiel Elliott.
That's what I figured he was taking. Travis Kelce.
Nice. There goes my next pick.
Picking nine, two-time champion from 2013 and 19, Christie.
Darren Waller.
Decisive. Jesus. Decisive. I mean, just... Not even having any fun over there.
Oh, my God. Christy.
Like, lighten up over there.
Christy, look at you.
Darren Waller.
He's good. That was wild.
He's the number two tight end.
Whoa.
Two tight ends in the first round. Picking number 10. Picking 10 and 11. Our inaugural champion from 2009 and again in 18, Chris.
Chris.
Who are you picking?
I'll take Nick Chubb and Devontae Adams.
Oh, Nick Chubb still think?
Erlene, then Brandon.
I'll go Calvin Ridley.
The Riddler, off the board.
Is that his nickname, or are you just going to... I'm just going to... That's a good first two picks up there.
I'm going to go George Kittle.
Bird.
Awesome.
Kittles and bits.
Kittle.
Kittle and bits.
DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf.
And the third round begins with...
Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Ah, you knew that was happening.
There it is, my boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Cody.
Dick has arrived. The draft hasn't started until Dick's taking Mahomes.
Get on up! The draft hasn't started until Uncle Dick drafts his second quarterback.
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
Erlene, then Michael.
Lemon time.
Joe Mixon.
Running back Joe Mixon.
Wait, he's not picking.
He's only 27 ahead of Mahomes.
Wait, did
why'd you say Joe Mixon?
Hmm? Is that a problem?
No, it wasn't my pick.
Why'd you say Joe Mixon then?
Somebody
said Joe Mixon. Because she took him.
It's my turn. That's why.
She's up.
I picked Joe Mixon.
That's your pick?
Yeah.
I heard Dick say it. I didn't hear you say it.
Okay. He was just parroting it.
Yeah, I was just parroting it.
Mom bounces back after two solid picks with a big fart.
Yeah. I don't know about that one.
Michael, then Alex.
Apple, the chicken, bird. Tuna, and
Richard Nixon.
Terrible joke. That's your Nixon reference?
Why not?
Mixing it up. At least throw a trot Nixon at me or something.
Ooh, what a dog.
That's not bad.
I am not a running back.
How does she get trot Nixon?
Put that up. Everyone.
All right, Darren Waller. By whom?
Christie.
Oh, that hurts me. All that.
Corey, then me.
Terry McLaurin.
Really?
Is that the right way to say it?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Terry McLaurin.
That's what I heard that question.
Nope, this is my guy.
Terry McLaurin, another no name.
And I just had
no name.
How is all I never have to worry about, Greg.
I meant the Washington no name.
Oh.
They might stay with that.
Wait a second, this guy's not a no name.
Yeah, no, he's not a no name.
Lobos.
Will not pick my guy.
He's holding that for you.
Bear with me just a moment here.
Oh.
Please stand by.
It's because you're writing them.
Dad, why do you have a sheet from 2019?
I don't. What do you mean?
Have you really never won one?
I know, that is hard to believe, right?
Just taking a little extra time.
But the weirdest thing about it is you make a huge deal about how many each is one. So why are you doing that then?
He builds everyone.
Wardell Stewart.
But there are difference in the chips, or those are just yours?
The Lobos picked Keenan Allen.
Those chips might have fallen on the floor.
Those are scoops, and those are flats.
Some of them fell on the floor.
Those fell on the floor.
Those four games that'll be healthy are going to be greater, you know.
Yes, by the back door.
Keenan Allen.
Oh my God, really?
Why?
I was actually the one guy I was going to do.
Oh, sorry.
Easy for you.
Christy and then Chris for two in a row.
Clyde
Edwards-Helaire, CEH.
Oh, wait.
Collusion.
Is he hurt?
He's going to play. He's not, but he's kind of, he does have an injury. But he's not like out the first week of the season.
Who's collusioning?
He's not for sure out.
I can check real quick if you want.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
See, that's a proper legal change of mind because I hadn't started writing it on the board yet.
What?
The league sanctions.
There's not even a Q next to his name.
Oh, there's not? I would say Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Okay, of the Chiefs.
Why?
Oh, it was just an ankle sprain. They thought it was worse, right?
Yeah, sprained ankle, and then he wasn't going to play week three preseason anyway.
Is he hurt though?
I'm reading he's out 4 weeks.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I just want him on my team.
For
two
in a row.
I'm seeing a report. Yeah, it's like 4 weeks.
Which report?
The Chris Cody report.
All over.
Realistically, Josh Allen is the next best quarterback to get.
Now this was like
depends on what you want. Yeah,
Michael, you really shouldn't be asking questions.
Why?
You don't ask a competitor. Yeah. Who should I pick?
It's like spin thing.
I mean, if somebody's injured and out for half the season, I'm going to volunteer that information if I have it.
Well, that's been a rule for years. We got it. If there's injuries, you got
to
tell people.
I just think it's a little early. You want to try to do
Mike. Shoot or get off the pot.
All right. I don't care. Give it to me. Allen.
Aw, man.
Josh Allen.
Wow.
So close. Yeah, but I have Diggs, though.
I dig it.
Thing. James Robinson.
You make one of your picks, and then we take a break. Okay?
Get out.
If he has both, can't he just make both?
Yeah, he can if he wants to.
Oh, that's the Buffalo.
Whatever he prefers.
And we take an uneven break.
That's true.
What?
Good point. Yeah, just make one pick right now.
Amari Cooper.
Receiver Amari Cooper.
Wait, what was the logic there?
Where is he? It would be an uneven break, because then we would have started the fifth round.
Correct.
And then take a break after.
All right, so we're on break. How long?
5 minutes.
Draft on.
The draft is beginning. It's second quarter. Erlene, then Michael.
That was like too many mouths to feed.
This is my first effort to pick someone that's already been picked.
You bragging?
Yes.
I like that you more than anyone like to give us a heads up if it's going to be a bad pick. You're like, just so everyone knows, we got a bad pick coming.
Miles Sanders.
He'll run for miles.
He is available.
Wow. I'm promised of that.
Someone took Chris Carson, right?
Yes.
Man, I am way off. Wow.
Michael and Alex.
He's the one they all passed over.
Wow. Yeah.
Not gonna think. Save room for paella.
Why'd you say that?
He knew he was going to start that any second now.
Save room for fire.
4 hours away from that. Was
I'm eating as much as anybody. I'm not, you know.
So why'd you say it then?
Oh, just a reminder.
All right, I know I'm up. Everyone back off.
Michael and Alex.
All right, Robert Woods, are you still there?
Bob Woods, LA Rams.
Yeah.
Does he go by Bob?
No. Wait, what are we laughing
at? I don't know.
Your dad calling him Bob Woods.
Roberto
Woods. Oh, it was a bad pick, is that why?
No,
your dad calls him Bob.
I'm not sure which one would be more upset about Bob or Roberto.
Me says that.
He's actually got a better quarterback thrown to him this year.
Robert Woods used to be, didn't he used to be a Bill?
No.
Yes.
He maybe.
Did. No, he's a bomb.
Is he the number one receiver in Cooper Cup's number two?
Yes.
No, I heard that one.
Nobody else was listening to me.
They're pretty even. Okay, bear with me a minute.
Who's up?
Score.
I picked Jamar Chase.
Who? The wide receiver from Cincinnati, Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase.
Number 32 on the position.
Who's chasing that one?
I'll take the number two receiver in Cincinnati.
I thought he was three.
Ooh, three?
I can't even.
I'll have the last laugh.
I thought he was four.
Three burger over here.
He's the first round draft pick.
He's dropped every.
You don't think
he's
dropped every pass and you don't think you're gonna throw?
Bring it off the top rope.
He's dropped every pass. Thank you, Brandon.
Dad, you're playing left tackle for the Bengals. And I'm playing left guard.
Christopher for two.
Is Miles Sanders available?
No.
Who took him?
He's being out.
Your mom.
Are you guys just doing that thing where you say your mom?
She's like, I'm gonna say someone who that's been picked already. And then she picked him.
She took him back when he was in fashion.
I guess I should have taken more running backs earlier.
Yep.
Never heard of that strategy.
Perfect.
It's all
important. Spiders on a mirror.
Devonta Freeman.
Oh, I think. I hope that was. I think he's joking.
Two in a row for Christmas.
Thank you. I'm definitely. I know one of them. I'll take Deontay Johnson.
Heard.
Chris, I heard your daughter was being a little.
Look at him. You're rattling him right now? Keep it going. Yeah. Keep it going.
That's like the only reason I'm like, all right, come back.
I literally don't know. I'll take,
Seriously, how can you not know on the fifth round?
Oh, I didn't know you were even up right now when I came to ask you all this.
Everybody laid on thick with Chris right now.
I didn't even know he was up. I was just like, Chris, why'd you come?
Take a running back, for God's sakes. I got it.
Ah!
Ooh, it's gonna be so bad!
It is.
It's gonna be so bad.
I'm just gonna take the highest running back. I'll take, him.
Ah! Yeah, what a bad pick! You didn't even do it.
Oh my god, who are you looking at? You looking at Miles Gaskin?
I'll take Chase Edmonds.
Oh my god!
Chase Edmonds, sorry.
Both!
Is that Arizona guy? Is that the Arizona dude?
Yeah.
Is that that Arizona guy who never makes a difference?
That one.
Dude, I've had Chase Edmonds on my team. He's never on the winning team.
That's amazing commentary.
Yeah. Greg's Lobos select Lamar Jackson.
There it is. Attaboy.
All right, hang on. I got to get Lamar Jackson on the phone and let him know.
Potential MVP.
MVL.
But maybe you would have been the one to take Grayson off the roster. Raheem Mostert. That's who I was going to pick next. Well, I was going to pick Kareem Hunt.
That's a good pick.
You made the Mostert of that pick.
Mostert. Michael.
Oh, you.
I'm dipping these pigs and bunnies in some mostert.
Hey-o.
I wrote like one.
Hey, that was good.
Jerry Judy.
Jerry Judy.
We're going to try to talk.
Judge Judy.
What position is he?
Wide receiver. No quarterback to throw to him.
He's got Teddy Bridgewater now.
Like I said.
Wow. I stand by what I
said. Yeah, but Dad, you haven't won one.
Greg Pepper.
You're up.
I mean, it's kind of hard not to say that.
Less wisecracking, more picking.
All right, I need a word. What do you got?
Michael Lennerlein.
Mike's like a homeless guy. Like, yo, man, can I get a pick?
Odell Beckham.
Yes.
He's a guy.
The ghost of Odell Beckham has just been selected. All right, Brandon, who do you pick?
Russell Wilson.
The quarterback.
Dangerous.
No, that's a good pick. This guy's got receivers out the ass.
That sounds painful.
It's quite the visual.
Kyler Murray.
Taken.
Mom, can you one time say a pick like you want to take that person?
I didn't really want him. I just wanted to hear he was taken.
Yeah, you're hoping. You're hoping.
Okay, Dak Prescott.
He's available.
It's just Dak Prescott.
He's available.
Dak? Yeah, sure.
Jalen Waddle.
Nice.
Where is he now?
Damn right. I don't know. I have to search for that. And Justin Herbert.
Well, I like Herbert.
Where's Waddle? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's gonna be good.
Waddle, baby, waddle, baby, waddle, baby, waddle.
They better play that song every time he catches the ball.
Hurts me as a Dolphins fan to take Justin Herbert ahead of Tua, but...
Thank you. Made my point. I will be changing my name for all the Dolphins fans, just so you know.
I hate that my dad's created, like, the culture around here that we feel the need to announce that out loud. Like, just change the team whenever you want. Like,
only one name change per season, though.
Wait, so if I do it before the season starts, I'm good?
Yeah.
I'll change my team. Then I'll change it during the year?
Change it every week.
You can't change it during the year.
I have the same team name for 10
years. Rebel.
Well, you have a great
That's the way to do it. Greg Lobo's draft, Jarvis Landry.
Solid pick 2 years ago. All
right. The ghost of Jarvis Landry.
Ooh. I know, right? You get to say what at least you get to say.
Jarvis Landry's like, he's 26 years old. What are you talking about?
He's the same age as Odell.
They were on the same together.
They were just staring on the same team, Dad.
They're living in the past, man.
He'll catch 90 passes.
For 92 yards.
Dad, you took Landry, so that's what I did.
My goal's 8, but I'll be here
by 8. That would be so hard to do.
T. Higgins.
Corey's like the opposite of my mom. She says every pick, like, she couldn't be prouder of it.
T. Higgins! Yeah. That's so true.
Not finding T. Higgins.
He's number 46 on my list. Right.
You're not Christy. Yeah.
I have to look at the Showtime.
You just picked Higgins.
Yeah.
So why is he writing in for Christy?
I don't know. Oh, wait, why not? It was because you wrote it in the wrong spot. It's my spot. Mine up there. We're up there.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah!
Commissioner.
Wow. God, I just know
how much
it
irks
him.
Oh,
white
out.
Do you have a label? A white label?
Oh, it's down there.
Yeah.
So
for under protest. What happened? So what's
the... Have you rewrote the whole list?
No, I didn't.
Drop me in or something.
You put it in the wrong spot.
I'm just trying to, like, think how you made that mistake. Like,
I'm a human being. Alex and Michael.
He was so excited about his landing.
He picked Robbie Anderson.
Robbie Anderson. And then the next
he was so happy he picked Lane.
Alex, you're up.
Robbie Anderson.
Oh, seriously? Okay.
What the hell was that? What the hell was that? Damn, burning me up and down there.
He thought you were doing a stand-up set.
Brandon, then Irene.
I mean, running back, sorry.
Okay. Sure. Brandon, how are you?
Okay, the wide receiver.
So I guess we need to move them.
San Francisco.
You want me to send it to you?
Yeah.
Ayuk. You were going there?
Yeah, I was waiting. I was like, letting him slip.
You're feeling like really good about it, then he took him.
I was letting him slip, man. Oh, I see. Damn, I was going to take him next.
Yeah.
I'll take T. Higgins.
Fourth round. It was fourth
He's
round.
He's gone.
Dick Rapper. He said
it. Oh.
I'll take Cortland Sutton.
The wide receiver?
Yes.
Cortland?
Ah, yeah.
Denver.
Cortland me.
Like, that was an odd noise you just made.
Alex, then Corey.
Yeah, we should do it.
Leonard Fournette.
Noises.
Oh, you! I was just looking Tampa Bay depth chart.
Leon Fournette.
Nothing.
I keep thinking that's meat, but it's just pretzels.
Yeah, just all year. Just look at my team and think what could have been your.
Yeah, seriously. I guess I'm.
Corey, then me.
Corey, then me.
Right. So she's going to have to take the next best running back. That's her strategy.
No, I'm going to take Will Fuller.
Wide receiver Will Fuller.
Did you guys move the table further from us?
No.
Fuller, Will Fuller.
Where there's a Will, there's a Fuller.
There you go.
What? He suspended the first game of the season.
Yeah, I know. He's on my bench.
All right, cool.
She's like, yeah, no.
He's suspended for being healthy.
Da 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 da.
Nervous singing.
Who's Jacksonville's starting running back? Anybody know?
James Robinson taken by Anna Lee, right?
two Etienne
sessions. Got injured. He's out for the year, so it's
so that would be a bad pick, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. And what about the Tampa Bay running back?
No, it can't.
Leonard Fournette was just taken. The other one is right.
Ronald Jones.
You want him? Just take him.
I'm excited.
I don't want him. Believe me.
Ronald Jones is available. All
right. No more advice.
All right. I'm gonna switch gears. I want to take Kenny Golladay.
Oh, I'm glad he didn't switch gears anyway.
Damian Harris.
Who? Damian Harris?
You're just doing after he picks?
Yes.
Okay. Running back Damian Harris.
Here's like
are
that.
You kidding me?
Nope.
Hey! Wow, that's your wife. There's no kids running around. Jeez.
That's your wife.
That is absurd.
Okay.
And who did I support for two in a row?
Robert Tonyan.
Yeah. That's who I was going to pick next.
Who?
Robert Tonyan, Green Bay tight end.
Who?
That's who I was going
to pick. Oh, yeah, Tonyan.
Who?
Guy needs to get some better hands, you guys. Need.
Tonya Business, who I'm taking next. No?
Ooh, that was not the best.
This is not good. Yes.
First of her again, then Christy.
You had some good ones earlier.
Oh, the Pioneer guy's here.
Hey.
Trey Sermon.
Love you.
Trey Sermon?
Trey Sermon?
Oh, Sermon, okay. Preach.
Never.
Who's that, Alex?
T. Higgins, let me pick him.
Yeah.
And Kenny Golladay.
Yeah.
Robbie Anderson.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a lot of people.
I know. Is that the end? Like, all right, we'll see you later.
One more. Chase Claypool.
Yes.
Yep. How about Michael Gallup?
Yep.
He's available.
He's available.
He's the wide receiver Dallas, right?
It'd be great if you didn't want him. Yeah.
Are you galloping toward that pick?
I am.
All right. I can't find him. Numbers don't go that high.
Just write him.
He's number 76 on my list.
89 on mine.
76 trombones and a millionaire.
What are you saying?
I got a Michael Gallup here.
Michael Gallagher? What?
Gallup. Gallup.
It's a good name for a receiver.
Dad, why are you... That's...
The inventor of the Gallup pool.
I hope he does that again so badly, where it's like something for Corey's. Yeah,
76 trombones and a millionaire.
Look at this.
Are we doing more Ryan Tannehill. Wow. Ryan Tannehill, ladies and gentlemen. No, Dick is the first with two quarterbacks from anybody scoring at home.
Man, I am not paying attention today. I am going fast, though.
Relatively.
Is it my turn?
Oh, come on. Give me some for you.
There have only been two picks where I'm like, TikTok, let's go.
I know, already told you guys we're talking so much. Okay. I'm going to go with Mike Gesicki.
Yay.
Gesicki.
Didn't I already pick him?
No.
I can't believe I don't have a tight end yet. Shit.
Well, we know what his pick's going to be. I thought I'd worry about that.
For some reason, I thought I picked Gesicki.
Well, apparently
didn't. I'm looking for Mike Gesicki.
He's a tight end.
108.
All right, nobody has picked him, right?
No.
No.
For me and Justin.
You're not even up.
I mean, before that.
No one picked him.
Everyone seems to agree that no one picked him.
I think I'm going to name my team the Lobo Slayers.
That's a good pick.
Sounds like a copyright infringement. Can anyone answer a straightforward question for me?
Yes.
Who is the highest ranked available tight end?
Noah Fant.
Dallas.
That's
such an illegal question.
Yeah. Why are you asking?
Why?
That?
No. Noah Fant was taken.
Wait, what?
I'm not asking for an opinion.
You that's exactly what
I asked you, Brandon, something like that. You're like, Michael,
we don't have an answer. Jerry Godert.
Dallas North. Thomas.
Rankings are subjective. It is exactly what you're asking.
We're sabotaging Chris now. Everyone's thinking running back. No.
My dad just said, who's the highest ranked running tight end left?
Okay.
I find that.
He had that take down. Why can't I guess that question?
No, I feel like you should be able to ask it. No one should answer it.
Oh, you're crazy.
You should try.
I asked Brandon something like that, and you're like, Michael, don't be asking each other. You asked him, who should I pick?
If you're not going to say that, if you're not purposely saying a tight end five down from the top, you're doing it wrong.
I'll blow it out your ass.
No, Dad, please take Goeder.
This is what happens when you only have two running backs, am I right?
Seriously. This is, we're mocking him right now. No.
Greg's Lobo selects Dallas Goeder.
I'm like, this is his turn. What are you doing?
I'm going to take the Rams defense.
Are you a big him guy?
First defense off the board.
Defense.
Hey, what's over there?
What, were you going to?
No, it's early.
I did it last year, too. You're talking to the champion. Come on.
Rams defense?
Rams D.
No longer available.
Well, that's interesting.
It is interesting.
Considering they're like the ninth ranked defense.
Well, man, they're special.
Rankings are subjective.
What is that, a sandwich?
I have them as the first or second, like four different.
I don't know what it is.
That's fine.
Okay.
I have them nine.
I don't even think I would pick a defense if I didn't have to.
Christy, then Christopher for two.
Tyler Higbee.
My last pick.
Eleanor Rigby is off the board.
Yeah,
oh, Higbee, okay.
Eleanor Higbee.
Eleanor Higbee.
I'm ready, Dad,
when
you are.
Okay.
Wait
for your call.
This is huge.
Ten
players
right
now.
I was about to say,
you don't?
I'll be back at some point.
I'll take James Conner and James White. Silence.
Did you feel that? Did you feel that? Did you feel that?
James White.
Well, I'm tasting.
No one knows how to feel about this.
I took Chase Edmonds backup, and then
yeah.
I took.
Yeah. I almost took James Conner,
a pass catcher.
The all James roster.
Who's hey, James White? Who's the
Alex, I'm going to pick number
New England
10 in the 10th spot.
James White will be on New England for the next 20 years.
Corey Davis.
Corey Davis.
Thank you.
Wide receiver, New York Jets.
I don't see Corey Davis on there.
87.
I know he's on this list. I know I can
Dad,
tell.
He exists.
Dad, why do you have lists where you need to flip through papers? You can get them all on one.
Everyone has their own, you know.
It's so inefficient. God, you're the one that print one of seven pages. Sure.
Justin Tucker.
The kicker. First kicker off the board.
Kicker before defense.
What's wrong with you?
Defenses are weaker.
What's wrong with you, little Corey?
Kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
Justin Tucker.
Talking, no sleeping in the draft. What's wrong with you?
Alex,
not
then me. Michael.
She doesn't have a team.
Doesn't matter, then she could shouldn't even be in the draft.
Yeah, then get the hell out.
I'm just closing my eyes.
I'm going to go Marquez Callaway.
Good golf clubs.
I'm going to try the Michael Carters.
Okay.
What team is he on?
Jets.
I think he's a shooting guard for the Nets.
Jets rookie running back.
This is definitely depth chart o'clock part of the draft. Where it's just like, let me find guys that are going to start, that are playing a good amount.
Yeah, I'm running out of people to pick.
Mom, why don't you do what Dad does? He goes, and who's the top available wide receiver?
Did someone pick Jalen Hurts?
No.
All right. That's what I picked.
Everybody hurts.
You're picking Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Son of quarterback?
You got a problem with that?
He's going to hurt your team.
Just tell him to make the playoffs, then he can talk.
All right, let's do it.
Boom.
Michael and Alex.
Michael. Who's the fifth best tight end available right now? Anyone know? Who's...
funny.
I mean, it's... Goeder. I'll take Goeder.
Zach Ertz.
He's gone.
No, I know he's gone. All right, I want the best kicker.
Actually, Corey already told me the best.
Yeah,
Butker.
Taken.
Gone.
Tucker.
Janikowski.
Gano.
You never need Gano.
Michael, who did you just pick?
Gano.
Give me a full name.
All right.
Graham Gano.
That's in a park that we don't
you know?
Another deal with.
Graham Gano.
That kind of thing.
I'm going to do LaVisca Chenault.
Ooh.
Sounds like a wine.
Yeah.
Seriously, what?
LaVisca Chenault Jr.
I'll take a bottle of the...
Oh, LaVisca Chenault Jr., wide receiver.
You got anybody for me here? You're like, I've never given you one name yet.
I don't know, I just don't do this anymore.
You know, Marvin Jones.
Okay.
We just spoke for all of us.
Michael, then Alex.
Like a nice break.
Home stretch, everybody.
Has anyone taken DJ Chark?
No.
I'll take DJ Chark.
I know that because if he got to me, I was going to take
him. How are you?
Yeah, why not? Is Tyler Higbee taken?
Yeah.
Not T.
No.
Or Tyler Higbee is?
Yeah, I have him.
Eleanor Higbee.
Eleanor Higbee.
All right, everybody's last pick is coming up. And the Greg's Lobos final pick, Joe Burrow.
Wow.
So we'll be injured.
Well, I'm up. About to pick a ghost.
Who?
Oh, wait, no, I'm
about to get a ghost on the team.
Kicking?
The ghost of... Our win comes a little early this year. The ghost of A.J. Green.
A.J.
Wow.
Green.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Bad pick.
Scary.
All right, Greg. So we just finished our draft. We're out here watching our paella get cooked.
Right.
They sizzled some chicken thighs, threw on some clams and some mussels.
Oh yeah.
And they got some what looks like green beans, but
it is green beans.
But it's like a fancy name for green beans.
Haro Covert or whatever they call it.
Exactly. French name or something.
Yeah, I think I murdered that slogan, but I think it is Haro Divert or Covert or.
So how do you feel about your team?
Greg's Lobos have been beaten down so much over the years. There were jokes all throughout the draft about how I can't say anything because I haven't won a championship. I have no idea about my team, honestly. Like, should you know after a draft how good your team is?
Everyone always thinks their teams are good or terrible. Like, there's no middle ground. Right. Everyone either thinks their team is terrible or great after a draft.
Exactly. I loved when your mother was making her picks. She always announced them mournfully as if she knew that every pick she made was awful.
Like, very self-deprecating, like assuming every pick was terrible.
Whereas when I make a pick, I genuinely have honest confidence in the pick.
Right.
I think the only my only thing I did that I really regretted was I picked two tight ends in a row. Granted, it was late in the
draft. Yeah, that's a smart strategy, I think. Okay. Wait on tight end and draft some two to give yourself chances. Right. I think it's a smart play, actually.
I think I did all right. I think I need my big hoss, Zeke Elliott. Yeah. I need a Zeke
Elliott. That's a good pick. I like to criticize you, but you had that. That was a great pick. I mean, you took Zeke at, like, I think, eighth overall or something? Or
seventh.
Seventh overall. That's a good pick. It was pretty downhill from there, but...
I think I did all right. I think I got some good picks.
The worst thing is when you make a draft pick and then you hear silence.
Right.
Like, I'd rather get mocked.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Or celebrated than just hear silence. Exactly. That pain of, like, what do people think? Like, is that silence of, are they not listening?
Right.
Or do they think it was just, like, a forgettable pick? Like, I feel so vulnerable when I hear nothing.
I think that's true in a lot of walks of life. Like, if you're a stand-up comic, you want to hear either laughter or a groan is worse than silence. A groan is better.
I mean, heckled, you're saying, is better than silence.
Anything is better than silence. But we're standing about 15 feet away from a team of paella experts.
And we're doing so in a way that they see we're recording something, and they're looking at us like, what are those idiots doing talking into their phone?
Yeah, they may be unfamiliar with the theory of podcasts. I don't know.
Like, I know everyone listening to this thinks, oh, it's so cool. Like, they're having a fun day, and they're talking about it, but it's really just me and you awkwardly standing away from everyone talking into my phone.
Right, but we do have music. You know, we've all had a couple of drinks. We got paella being made professionally.
That's what I mean. It's a great day, and me and you are spending it being awkward in the corner talking into our phones.
Right. Well, you know what? We're doing this for our podcast family.
There's part of me that's, like, evaluating it and being like, I need to just let go for the weekend and enjoy my weekend. And, like, it doesn't always all have to be content. There's a little bit of that going on with me.
Well, believe me, you're working for Meadowlark Media, so you're used to being content creating.
That's what has me thinking that. Like, I'm just like, enough is enough.
Right.
Like, what am I doing? Like, I just want to go drink with my friends and my family.
All right, well, soon enough, my friend. I mean, you'll be able to.
Greg's like, a couple more minutes of content, and then we'll...
I mean, we're going to eat. You know, once we're eating, we will try to bring the culinary pleasure of paella to you by describing
it. I mean, people get it. It's rice. It has chicken, seafood.
Oh, it's more than that. Oh, my gosh, it's more than that. It's the national dish of Spain, and we honor Spain today. We want our podcast downloads in Spain to skyrocket because of paella. Thank you.
That kind of thing?
That kind of thing. Exactly. Well put. Gianni.
Yes.
I have a podcast.
Oh.
And I would love to talk to you in my podcast about what we're doing right now. Is that okay?
Absolutely. I would love that.
This is beautiful. We are having a paella party thanks to A Touch of Spain and more. Gianni Morandi, personal chef, doing a great job. I wish you could see what I'm looking at right now because I want to dive right into it. It looks so good.
A little too hot for that.
Yes, a little too hot. How would you describe your business? Tell people about it.
Well, we do parties at their houses, and we customize each paella depending on their needs. We take into consideration allergies, final numbers, dates, and we like to work with the people. And feel free to go and check our testimonials of the people that are having our services.
Yes, it's the website is called A Touch of Spain and More. .com. And this gentleman is from Italy. His wife is from Spain. They're the real deal. They're from culinary hotbeds. And this is just, I cannot wait to eat this. And this has followed our PFPI fantasy draft. So this is, people are in the pool. Music is playing. We're having a great time. And we expect this paella to be the culmination of a beautiful day here in South Florida, and I'm glad you're able to share with it, and that kind of thing.
Can you let this guy get back to his job and stop annoying him?
Yes,
no, he's not annoying.
No, he does this a lot. You know, everything's content. He can't just enjoy his life.
Right, that's true.
It.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is true. But how good does that look? I mean, seriously. That was a fun day. It really was. I mean, how can you go wrong? It's a fantasy football draft starring Greg Lobos, whose team was acclaimed, by the way. Supposedly, I have the best team in the league. It was a pool party. It was a paella party.
There's nothing like giving your friends some shit. Am I right? Just you know,
totally.
making fun of them, laughing at their expense, like group laughter. Like the love in the room was strong. Like
I love it.
It's a fun day.
I loved it. I mean, I give shit as much as anybody. And then the shit in return, if I can say shit on this podcast, I don't even know.
Well, we are.
Is that I have never won a championship. So that was reminded of me several times throughout the afternoon. So we had a great time. I hope you all enjoyed it, podcast family. We love you all. Please rate, review, and continue to follow us because we follow you. We love you. See you later. Bye-bye.
Man, you know how much I love Hard Knocks. Imagining like an opening episode, like I'm gonna get to hear Greg Cody giving like locker room speeches and stuff
every week. It's gonna be fantastic.
I don't know about every week. I mean, geez.
I mean, the expectations on the Lobos.
You do not produce this, okay? Like, God, I love like. See, now I've just flipped out of doing content mode and angry producer mode. We are not doing it every week.
A lot
of work goes into these things.
If the Lobos are unbeaten, you know the momentum is gonna gain steam. Come on, let's go. We are the Lobos.